Books on Tape presents The Wish Song of Shannara, written by Terry Brooks, read by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. A change of seasons was upon the four lands as late summer faded slowly into autumn. Gone were the long, still days of mid-year where sweltering heat slowed the pace of life, and there was a sense of having time enough for anything. Though summer's warmth lingered, the days had begun to shorten, the humid air to dry, and the memory of life's immediacy to reawaken. The signs of transition were all about. In the forests of Shady Vale, the leaves had already begun to turn. Bryn Ohmsford paused by the flower beds that bordered the front walkway of her home, losing herself momentarily in the crimson foliage of the old maple that shaded the yard beyond. It was a massive thing, its trunk broad and gnarled. Bryn smiled. That old tree was the source of many childhood memories for her. Impulsively, she stepped off the walkway and moved over to the aged tree. She was a tall girl, taller than her parents or her brother Jer, nearly as tall as Roan Lee. And although there was a delicate look to her slim body, she was as fit as any of them. Jer would argue the point, of course, but that was only because Jer found it hard enough as it was to accept his role as the youngest. A girl, after all, was just a girl. Her fingers touched the roughened trunk of the maple softly, caressing, and she stared upward into the tangle of limbs overhead. Long black hair fell away from her face, and there was no mistaking whose child she was. 20 years ago, Eretria had looked exactly as her daughter looked now, from dusky skin and black eyes to soft, delicate features. All that Bryn lacked...